Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Think about it before you do it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Yesterday, my childhood pastor passed away. Today, I pause to reflect on this giant of a man. One who was extremely influential in steering me in the way of knowing God and trusting God. He was a man of immense faith, and he and God had a great relationship. Aston Edwards was pastor to many and teacher to others, but to me, he was my spiritual father, a formidable character and role model, one who poured generously into my life over many years and who honored our relationship by performing the officiant's duties at our wedding. He was 95 years old and fully ready to be with the Lord. He introduced me to the text before us today and helped me to get a grasp of the challenging matter of putting one's trust in God totally. Here is the first verse of a song that is a strong testimony of many Christians. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Do you know what you're doing when you say that you trust the Lord? Trust is something that does not come easy for many of us, especially men. After all, we are taught and socialized to trust in our skills and our intellect and our abilities. So at what point in the life of an issue do you trust God? I mean, do I trust God when I have failed an exam and I have one more shot at the same exam? So if I really want to be successful, then I do what? I trust God. But what does it really mean to trust God? And in the text that we recited earlier, we are advised to trust God with all our heart. That is a tall order. David figured it out in a major way when, as a teenage boy, he did something ridiculous. He volunteered to fight and destroy the giant Goliath against the qualification of his experience. David was a shepherd to his father's extensive flock of sheep, and on separate occasions, a lion and a bear each snatched little lambs from the flock. David, in his youthful energy, chased after these deadly predators and killed each of them and rescued each lamb. Do you seriously think that we could authorize you to fight this experienced military giant? Some of the soldiers thought. Well, hear David's trusted response. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of the Philistine. 1 Samuel 17 and verse 37. Well, his trust in God paid off. He made a public spectacle of Goliath as this giant fell dead from one stone David directed towards his forehead. So how do you trust God? First of all, you can trust someone based on your knowledge of that person, whether from experience or from what you have learned. David knew God, and he knew what God could do. This God is the one who led Samuel to anoint him, the youngest of 8 sons of Jesse, as future king of Israel. David must have learned about God, but in his fight with a lion and a bear, David knew that the God who gave him the ability to kill a real-life lion and a terrifying bear, that he could trust that God when he came up against Goliath. Later in life, David was faced with a major crisis. He was not yet king, but he had a group of followers. While these men were out with David, the terrorizing force called the Amalekites had raided their unguarded village and took away their women and children and burnt the village down to the ground. David and his men came home, and when they saw what had happened, they wept bitterly, and his life came under threat from his men who blamed him for this tremendous loss. So David could have turned around with his men and chased the Amalekites. Instead, this successful man of war turned to God and asked, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" David needed God to tell him whether to chase after these men. David chose not to trust in his intellect or his military prowess. David trusted in God, and the rest is history. Another way to trust God is to take him at his word. On the first day of becoming leader of the nation of Israel, Joshua got a speech from God, and this is how that speech ended. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Joshua 1 and verse 9. Joshua experienced God as one who honored his word. He trusted God, and he went on to not only capture Canaan and territories that were headed by kings and killed all 31 of these opposing monarchs. God told him that nobody will overpower him, and he and the people would defeat all the enemy forces that they would encounter. My friend, if Jesus has spoken, then you can trust him to do as he has promised to do. Trust God means to know that God will not let you down. What does this even mean? God is bigger and mightier and far more powerful than we could ever imagine. In Ephesians 3 and verse 20, we read, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within you." Ephesians 3 and verse 20. You can trust God even though you cannot see him with your natural eyes. You can trust God if he tells you to do that which seems impossible. To trust God is to find peace in the midst of your storm, whatever that storm may be and however boisterous it may look. You can trust God when you're afraid. You can trust God when odds seem as if they are going to destroy you. Trust God, my friend. Trust God even when you're going upstream while all others seem to be doing the opposite. If God has spoken, then put your trust in him. If God has given you assurance that he will control things and that he will fight your battles, then put your trust, 100% of your trust in God. When faced with a situation, think about it. And then put your trust in God. He never fails.